He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the third Wednesday morning. It is 12/12/2018. This is Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, headquartered in Charleston, South Carolina, where it's a beautiful day outside. And it's a gorgeous day in the market today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 255 points. We'll see if it can hang on to those gains throughout the day. That's been a problem recently. Kind of easy come in the morning and easy go in the afternoon. Well, we're hanging on to them right now. We're up 257 points right now. We're at 24,627 on the Dow. The S&P 500 is up 29 points right now. That puts it at 2,666. That's a 1.1% gain for the S&P 500. NASDAQ doing best of all. It's up 1.46%. It's up 103 points this morning. The NASDAQ is at 7,134. Russell 2000 Small Cap Index up 1.1% to 1,456. Seeing some strength in the energy stocks. Crude oil is up 79 cents per barrel this morning to $52. And 44 cents per barrel. Gold is up $4 per ounce at $1,251 per ounce. Gold is up 18 cents to $14.81. And we're getting a hike now. We're seeing interest rates start to move higher here after bottoming out at about 2.85. We're up 5 basis points today. We're at 2.90 now on the 10-year bond. So welcome to this Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in Charleston, South Carolina. We have 94 B-plus or better stocks in the market today. Well, that's a better number. You know, the average is about 300 to 400. It got as low as 35 stocks during the October swoon. The market continues to heal from that swoon. 94 B plus or better, and another 138 that have an A or better momentum grade. Where do I look up these B plus stocks? Where do I look up these momentum grades that you're talking about? Well, they come from the app that I invented, beststocksnowapp.com, where you can look up momentum grades, valuations, overall grades on about 5,000 stocks, ETFs, mutual funds. Well, yesterday we had quite a whipsaw day once again. But we're getting a lot of those recently. If you're prone to getting seasick, this is not the market for you. This has been a Dramamine market for sure. We started off really nice yesterday. Big move up in the morning with the futures. Market opened up higher. And then it started to sell off. And by the end of the day, it pretty much ended flat for the day. Amid headlines over politics and headlines over trade. In fact, at one point yesterday, the S&P 500 was up as much as 1.4% right after the open. And then it was down as much as 0.6%. That's a 2% swing that'll make your head spin. And then it rose as much as 0.8%. And then it closed down in the final 30 minutes to finish about even. The NASDAQ did end up a little bit higher yesterday, and there continues to be some fragility. That's what they're calling it. It's a fragile market, and that is really showing up. We'll see where today's market ends up. Well, why do we have a big move out of the gate here on this Wednesday, 12-12? Well, there is a little bit of good news. Trump trade talk, all right? The market yesterday was spooked by government shutdown fears. But today, President Trump is saying that if he needs to, he will intervene in the Huawei case. This is the CFO that's being held. She's out on bail now up in Canada. And China grabbed one of Canada's people. And he's not out on bail yet, but President Trump said he would intervene if necessary in the Huawei case. He also announced that China was buying a tremendous amount, that's Trump terminology, tremendous amount of U.S. soybeans, and that trade talks with Beijing were already underway by telephone, okay? So the talks are taking place right now. They are going on. They want a hard deadline of, I believe it's March 1st, to try to get something hashed out. And the market, at least as of now, seems to be optimistic about some headway being made. President Trump also said it would be a big mistake if the Fed raises rates when it meets next week. But he called Chairman Jerome Powell a good man if he doesn't raise rates, right? What is he if he does raise rates? A bad man? Well, he's going to raise rates, so that's just a fact. We're going to get our fourth rate hike of 2018 when the Fed meets next week. And as of now, we're looking at one. The market is looking at one. That's what they've priced into the bond market, the stock market. One rate hike in 2019. Well, the global markets are also in rally mode. Japan up 2%, Hong Kong up 1.6%, China up just a hair, India's up 1.8%. A lot going on in London right now with all of the Brexit talks. They're up 1% over there. Paris up 1.7%, and Frankfurt up 1.3%. A little bit of uncertainty continues over there in the United Kingdom about Brexit. Boy, we've had that Brexit talk now. It seems like 2-3 years now. The British pound sinks to a 20-month low. I guess it doesn't weigh 1 pound anymore. You know, now it's only 15 ounces. Or is that a British term? Do they use ounces, or are they on the... I can't remember which scale they are on over there. The British pound sinks 0.6% against the U.S. dollar as U.K. Prime Minister Theresa May, she's no Maggie Thatcher, meets with EU leaders on a whistle-stop tour who tell her that they will stand pat on the current Brexit agreement. She's also facing a vote of no confidence today. Supposedly, she's going to overcome that vote of no confidence, but the British pound continues to sink as May tries to continue to sell the agreement with the EU to a very hostile parliament. Is it any more hostile than our Congress? I guess. They do yell at each other and throw things across the aisle at each other. It's pretty interesting to watch, actually. The parliament over there, and a lot of problems. They're trying to get this divorce done from the EU, and it's a messy one. It is really messy. So we'll see how that vote of no confidence comes out. They like to gamble in Britain, and the odds right now coming out from the betting parlors, 2-1. You can get 2-1 that she'll survive the vote of no confidence. There were also some fireworks yesterday between President Trump, Chuck Schumer, and Nancy Pelosi. And it was over the border wall. And I don't know, you've probably seen it by now, but Trump has threatened to shut down the government in the next several weeks over a dispute with Democratic leaders over the U.S.-Mexico border wall funding. And that was part of the sell-off in the market yesterday. Of course, Trump ran on border security. And Pelosi says, oh, well, we believe in border security. But at the same time, there's a lot of holes. Oh, I've been all along that border from San Diego clear to where it ends. And there's a lot of holes, believe me, in that border fence. And there are a lot of people crossing that border. You know, we witnessed, we took a little fishing trip down the Baja Peninsula about a year ago, a little over a year ago, I think. And as we were sitting in line on the Mexico side, up goes right over the wall about five or six people from the Mexico side to the U.S. side, and off they ran into America. Yes, there are some holes there. Well, more recession talk today. What are the CFOs seeing? Well, we'll talk about that in a minute. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate, with clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show. We are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I said that I've been warning that between now and the next presidential election, you'll hear the word recession hundreds and hundreds of times. And of course, well, it is a natural thing to be talking about because we have been in an expansion now for 9+ years. That's a little longer than the average expansion. So it's a natural thing to be always on the lookout. You know what? When I drive my car, I'm always looking in the rearview mirror to see what may be creeping up behind. I'm especially looking for those blinking red lights and blue lights you don't want to see as you're buzzing down the highway. But as a money manager, I'm always looking in my rearview mirror for a recession and in my forward mirror. And in my binoculars and in my telescope. And we measure a lot of little tributaries that flow into the mighty Mississippi called the U.S. economy. Things like jobless claims, PPI, CPI, unemployment, job creation. All these little things that flow into the U.S. economy. Signs, early signs of a recession would particularly show up, probably the first signs of a recession would show up in the initial jobless claims, which are reported every Thursday. We continue to be at a historic low for those initial jobless claims. GDP would be another very obvious place to look at for trends of a slowing economy. Now, most people agree, and I agree, that the economy in 2019 will not be as strong as the economy was this year. This year, we may get 4% growth for the year. Next year, most people are more in the 2.5% to 3%. We're not going to have that sugar high from the tax cuts. But as far as I can see right now, I think the odds of a recession in 2019 are very, very slim. Now, that doesn't coincide with what the CFOs, okay, these aren't the CEOs, these are the chief financial officers. These are the guys that chew their fingernails to the nubs every day. Oh, I've known lots of CPAs and accountants, especially accountants. The ones with the sharp pencils, you know, and the numbers and the bean counters, they're worry warts by nature, but that's a good thing. Half of U.S. chief financial officers expect a recession will hit the U.S. economy by the end of next year. Okay, that's much higher than most economists. That's much higher than most money managers like myself. That's much higher, obviously, than what the Fed thinks. The Fed would not be hiking interest rates if they thought there was a good shot at a recession next year. And it's also much higher than Wall Street expects. We went through some of the probabilities yesterday. J.P. Morgan, for instance, had like a 20% chance, and some of the others had a 25%. But the CFOs are at 50%. Now, if you go out to 2020, 80% of the U.S. CFOs see a recession by the end of 2020. So let's say, you know, we still got some good times left in the market here, but we always, always have to be looking for that recession, which will happen. It's not a matter of if we'll have another recession. or if we'll have another bear market. It's a matter of when we'll have another recession and when we'll have another bear market. And unlike most other firms out there, I don't believe in being heavily weighted in stocks. Even if I'm only 30 years old, and the asset allocation says I should be heavily weighted in stocks, not during a recession. I want to have very little exposure to the stock market during a recession, just like I want to have very little exposure to the bond market during any rising interest rate environment. So we will continue to watch for that recession that's out there somewhere on the horizon. Now, in my newsletter last weekend, I think I was the most thorough look at the economy that I've done in several months. And I felt like it was needed because the stock market was teetering on slipping into a technical bear market. Therefore, I went through the fundamentals of the market last week in the newsletter very thoroughly, updated my earnings estimates for this year, 2018, updated my estimates for 2019 and 2020, and put target prices. And you ought to check that out if you didn't get it. If you didn't see my newsletter from last week, you can go to my website at GundersonCapital.com. How close did I come this year? Well, back when the consensus estimate for this year was $148 per share for S&P 500, my estimate was $160 per share because I was factoring in a tax cut. The actual earnings for this year are going to come in at about $162 per share. I was only $2 off when I published my first newsletter of this year. Another sign of a recession would be inflation starting to heat up. Well, we had the PPI, that's the producer price index. It came in yesterday, very benign, 0.2%. And today we get the CPI, the consumer price index. That's you. What did I pay for a dozen oysters this past week? It was one of the lowest prices I paid in a long time. Now, I had to shuck all those oysters, but man, are they good. I think they came from Chesapeake Bay, Virginia, and some local flavor, but I have noticed there hasn't been a lot of inflation that I've seen. The core CPI today came in at 0.0, month over month, in line with consensus. Now, why is that good news? It's good news in a couple of ways. If the Fed is worried about inflation and ready to hike rates to ward off inflation, today's report certainly is not going to put any urgency into more rate hikes down the line, because we're still showing that inflation is very, very benign. And, of course, that's also good news for the economy, and it's also good news for warding off a recession. We're keeping the CPI, the inflation numbers, in check. Well, here's another reason to get tough on China. More and more fingers are pointing at China for last month's massive breach at Marriott. Well, Marriott recently merged with Starwood, and that data breach compromised the data of 500 million Starwood users. The New York Times is the latest to suggest the intrusion was part of a larger, now get this, state-sponsored, the government of China sponsored this massive breach at Marriott. You think we ought to get tough on China or not? Well, let's talk about some individual stocks when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you are nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate. With clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show, we are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We have a really nice rally on Wall Street today. You know, I've been leaning. I told you that the correction, which was pretty swift, pretty painful, pretty deep, somewhere in the 10 to 15% range, depending on which asset class you were in. I believe that that has now abated, and I've been talking about the sideways trend. I spent last week in Arizona. I did a workshop Monday night to a group in Sun City West, and I did a workshop Wednesday night to a group in Scottsdale, and I showed charts of the market. I said, see this? Look at this S&P 500. Look at this Dow. Look at this NASDAQ. Look at these small cap stocks, and look at this sideways trend that they've begun to construct here, which is part of the healing process after a market has been in a downtrend. And I said that I believe that this is one of the best buying opportunities in a long time. Then we had a big spill, you know, and it looked all, it was in all in jeopardy once again. But you know what? What else happened was last Friday, the forward PE of the market went clear down to 14.9. That's the lowest print we've had in several years. And the economy continues to do well. And we also look at the earnings estimates for the S&P 500, which I updated once again last week in my newsletter. Now, let's just take a look. There's a few other news items. I do have a featured stock of the day here from the medical sector, but there's a couple of other news stories that caught my eye here today. It's that time of year. It's prediction time of year. And I've said before that I used to listen to the talk radio, Art Bell. Remember Art Bell coming on at midnight, 11 p.m.? I've always liked talk radio, and he would have all these psychics on making their predictions for 2000 and whatever, or 19 whatever. And then he would play their predictions a year later. You'd find that hardly any of them got it right. So I guess ESP and psychics and all this kind of stuff, it rarely came true. Well, it is prediction season in the stock market, and a lot of these big firms are putting out their top picks for 2019. I always like to look at them to see if I agree at all. Here's a couple out here today. Cowen, they call Amazon their top pick for 2019. Cowen analyst John Blackledge calls Amazon his best idea for 2019. The analyst forecasts 17% annual revenue growth for the next 5 years from drivers that include B2B and emerging markets. He also says that their AWS should enjoy years of secular tailwinds driving revenue, which compounds at 31% in this segment of their business from 2019 to 2024. Blackledge puts Amazon's target at 2,250. I do own Amazon. I got back into Amazon when it started to build the bottom there in the 1,500 area. And when it started to turn up, I got back into Amazon. So far, so good. Amazon is up 2.1% today. Cowen calls it their top pick. Well, let's put it this way. I always like to use the analogy. If you were to go out right now and make a list of the very best innovative, game-changing disruptors, large-cap growth companies in the world today, pretty hard to leave Amazon off of that list. You know, you just click away and it shows up in your mailbox, or it shows up at your home the next day. Sure beats driving over to the local Staples or the local Walmart or wherever. I do continue to own Amazon. Cowen also likes AMD, which is Intel's big competitor. Cowen analyst Matthew Ramsey names AMD as one of the firm's best ideas for 2019, citing their move to 7nm. Ramsey says the refresh will signify AMD's first manufacturing advantage over Intel and continue executing the company's strategic vision. Well, let's check in on AMD. You know, it has not been a very good environment whatsoever for the semiconductors. But having said that, AMD has putting in a very, very solid sideways pattern right now. It is building a very strong base to which it can launch from at some point down the road. I like AMD. I don't currently own AMD. It's a $20 billion company. It does have my interest right now. I have owned it. I did own it at one point last year. And then the semiconductor stock started to fall out of bed. AMD got cut in half. It went down 50%. From its September high to its October, to the close of October, in 8 weeks, it lost 50%. And I had a line in the sand that it crossed. I lost my AMD. Yes, I might be interested in getting back into it. Here's another story that catches my eye. Catch this here. GE sinks to $6.66 per share. Can you believe that? And Jeffrey Immelt is not being hauled in by the SEC and investigated for misleading investors for an entire decade. General Electric shares. Now, remember, they cut their dividend to a penny, 1 cent yesterday. General Electric shares fall as low as $6.66 intraday, a level equal to the lowest close for the stock during the financial crisis 10 years ago. GE is now down 61% year to date. How many times over the last 3 years have I warned about General Electric, GE, now under $7? Well, I'll tell you, there's going to be a big IPO next year. It's going to be a real big IPO from a big, big disruptor. Who hails a taxi cab anymore? All hail Uber. All hail Lyft. We have Uber on our phone. It's a magnificent service. It's wonderful. Anytime I need a ride, I would have liked to have had Uber. You know, I remember getting picked up at 9 o'clock at night by my mom in high school. Mom, I'm the last guy here. I'm sitting outside. Everybody's gone home. I'm still waiting for my ride home. My high school was several miles from home. And by the time football practice ended and all that kind of stuff, and then wait for mom, I could have hailed an Uber. But we didn't have cell phones back then. We didn't have a lot of technology that we have now. Next year, Uber will go public. It should come public as a $120 billion company. Well, that was a pretty good idea someone had, huh? Uber? Yeah, not bad. Morgan Stanley will lead the IPO. Goldman Sachs could also play a role, according to Bloomberg. If you believe anything Bloomberg has to say these days, the IPO could value Uber as high as $120 billion. And competitor Lyft is also preparing to come public at about the same time. Lyft has selected Credit Suisse and Jefferies for help, and it could get a valuation between $18 billion to $30 billion. Quite a bit less than Uber, which has become the gold standard, I guess, in the industry. $120 billion. Lyft will come public somewhere between $18 to $30 billion. What's going to go into those Sears stores that are sitting vacant right now? That's another article I wrote back a few years back saying that, does anybody shop at Sears anymore? The stock was at $42 per share when I wrote the article. Now it's like 42 cents per share, if that. Well, at home, they're looking at the Sears stores. That's a home goods store. Burlington Stores is looking at some of those Sears stores sitting vacant. Dick's Sporting Goods. And U-Haul. Yes, U-Haul could come into your local Sears. Sears is closing 687 retail stores across 49 states. Okay, when we come back, I've got a medical stock that is my featured stock of the day. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, I run four portfolios here at Gunderson Capital Management. I have two growth portfolios that are stocks only. And I'll use an ETF from time to time, especially if I'm hedging something with an inverse fund. But I have an aggressive growth portfolio and I have a conservative growth portfolio. Also run a growth and income portfolio, and the fourth one is a mutual fund ETF portfolio. I usually use those for accounts that are smaller, some of the tag along small Roth IRAs, things like that, where you can't buy 25 or 30 individual stocks in a $12,000 Roth IRA. Okay, so I use ETFs, mutual funds. Now the stock I'm going to feature today comes from the small cap arena. This is not a great big giant blue chip company. This is instead a $3.3 billion company. It's a small cap stock headquartered in Lafayette, Louisiana. Now, I was there just recently, and I think I have featured this stock before on my show, and it continues to do very well. So we'll feature it again. Lafayette is the heart of Cajun country. Let me tell you, that is the Grand Central Station of the Cajun country. And as we drove from San Diego back here to Charleston, we spent a night in Lafayette and went to one of the famous Cajun restaurants where they had a Cajun band. Let me tell you, that's some good stuff. Oh boy, that's good stuff. The lady with the washboard, the guy with the fiddle, the guy with the, the auto harp or whatever they call it, the squeeze box, and a singer and a bass player. And that's just good stuff. And that's just foot stomping. I don't do much foot stomping anymore, but there was plenty of people up there foot stomping. And, of course, the food, the Cajun. Well, let's talk about the stock. LHCG is the symbol. Not a very fancy name, LHC Group. I don't really know what it stands for, but what they do is they provide home-based and facility-based long-term post-acute health care services in 27 states. And as I've said before, Best Stocks Now come in all shapes. They come in all sizes. They come from all walks of life. They come from all over the world. And what they have in common for me is they've been growing their earnings, and they're expected to continue to grow those earnings. All things being equal, if stocks follow earnings, and I strongly believe that there's a direct correlation between earnings growth and stock price appreciation,
LHC Group has delivered about 18% per year earnings over the last 5 years to its investors. And during that time, the stock has gone from, let's see, five-year performance, 33.7% is what the stock has delivered. The market has delivered 8.2 during that same period of time. And going forward, LHCG is expected to continue to grow at about 17% per year. Now, this isn't one of those highfalutin 40, 50, 60% flyers, but this has been a very solid growth stock. In fact, look at their most recent quarter. When I look at my MarketSmith charts, their most recent quarter, LHCG came in with earnings that were 40% higher, actually 48% higher than the same comparable quarter last year. Their sales were up 88% versus the same comparable quarter 1 year ago. And I look back at their previous quarter. Their earnings were up 33%. Their sales were up 95%. So their earnings and sales have been accelerating. And the stock price has also been accelerating. Well, it recently pulled back during the October swoon. It went from 100 down to 80. That's a 20% pullback. And as it got close to its 200-day moving average and started to reverse its downtrend, I got back into LHCG. I would love to own it for the next 5 years and never sell it, but there's too many things that can change in this crazy world of ours. There's too fast of a news cycle, a technology cycle, economic cycles, but I'm in it now, and I have about a 3.3% overall position in my ultra growth portfolio. It also makes sense from a valuation point of view. I have a $185 target price on it. It's currently trading at $105. And when I combine the valuation with the momentum, the stock is currently ranked at number 59 out of 4,989 stocks in my Best Stocks Now database. Now, that doesn't mean you go out and buy it, because Gunderson talked about it on the radio. I'm giving you an example of how I combine valuation with performance. And in this case, you've got those two forces coming together. And the third thing I do is I look at a chart of the stock. And today I see a stock that is on the verge of breaking out to a new all-time high. It's been in a sideways trend since late August. It's been building a base. It had a big correction in that interim period of time. And now I see it beginning a new uptrend and with a potential breakout to new all-time high. So anyways, it does meet my valuation criteria. It meets my momentum criteria, and it meets my visual technical criteria, and it is one that I do own in my ultra growth portfolio. Well, what do you mean, Gunderson? No asset allocation over there? I'm supposed to have 60% in the bond market. Well, I don't believe that. I don't like asset allocation models. Anybody can do that. Any computer can spit out an asset allocation model. There's times when I don't want to own any stocks, and there's times when I won't want to have much exposure to the bond market. So there goes asset allocation out the window for me. If you'd like to talk to us about money management, retirement, that kind of thing, 855-611-BEST. Get my newsletter at GundersonCapital.com. And by the way,
this show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.